Di na raw bale na mapahamak siya basta't mapangalagaan lang ang kapakanan ng mga batang na-traumatized sa sistema ng detention centers. Ito ang ipinahayag ni Anglican Dean Reverend Dr. Peter Catt sa mamamahayag ng ABC Radio ngayong weekend matapos maipalabas ng High Court na naaayon nga talaga sa batas ang offshore Australian detention centers sa Nauru at Manus Island. Magpapatayo raw ng mga higaan at kainan ang Anglican St. John's Cathedral sa CBD ng Brisbane upang kupkupin, patuloyin at panatilihin ang mga asylum seekers sa syudad na nakatakda ng ibalik sa offshore detention centers. Ito ay kabahagi ng saloobin ng mga simbahan sa buong bansa na ang issue ng detention ng mga asylum seekers ay isang moral at makataong pananagutan. Kung sasangayunan ng batas na ibalik ang mga bata sa isang traumatizing na sitwasyon sa detention centers, ito'y labag naman daw sa moral na pananagutan ng simbahan. Dagdag pa ni Dr. Reverend Catt, ibabalik daw nila ang makalumang papel ng simbahan bilang kanlungan ng mga inaapi at nahihirapan.
We've got plans in place for providing bedding and food and sanitary requirements. At one level, it's very easy to provide, of course, we're talking about such a small cohort. It's a really easy thing to do, and as far as we know, it's probably not been done in Australia. It's really just a sign of a desperate. We feel so desperate that we need to do something desperate, and so we're rekindling the medieval idea of sanctuary, of a church as a safe place. It was largely respected, so churches offered people who were fearing persecution a safe place. So, and the legal implications are for me that if I could possibly be charged with hiding a person who's seeking asylum, and that carries a penalty of up to 10 years. So it's a high-risk strategy, but it's not as high-risk for me as it is for the children who are looking like they'll be permanently damaged. So I sort of keep it in a relative space. I'm at risk, but it's a risk that's not as significant as the risk that faces children in detention.
Si Anglican Dean Reverend Dr. Peter Catt. Sa kasalukuyan, mayroong 267 na mga asylum seekers ang naririto sa mainland Australia, kabilang narito ang 37 na mga sanggol at 54 na mga bata nagpapagamot o nagpaparehabilitate ng kanilang mga karamdaman. Inihayag ni Reverend Catt na sobra-sobra ang pagdadalamhati ng komunidad sa Brisbane para suportahan at ipagtanggol ang karapatang pagtao ng mga asylum seekers na ito, at maraming nagpapahayag ng suporta na huwag nang pabalikin ang mga pamilya doon sa Nauru at Manus Island dahil sa nakababahalang sitwasyon. Kinausap na raw ng simbahan ang mga pamilyang ito, subalit nag-aalala silang baka kamuhian sila ng mga tao sa kadahilan ng lumalabas silang desperado at pasaway sa sosyedad.
Current hunch is that people won't feel like they can take up the offer of sanctuary because the way we've been treating asylum seekers means that they like to keep their head down and they don't want to be labelled as troublemakers, and people who take up the offer are likely to be labelled as troublemakers. So I think even that reflects so poorly on the effect that we've had on these people. These are very traumatised people, and our policies just add trauma upon trauma. So we're just hoping to highlight the fact that these people need sanctuary, and our plea to the government is that that Malcolm Turnbull honour his previous statements about how children shouldn't be in detention. And today I understand there's another Human Rights Commission report saying that children in detention on Manus Island are amongst the most traumatised people our medical practitioners have ever had to deal with.
Si Dr. Peter Catt sa panayam sa kanya ng ABC Brisbane. Sa ibang ulat, nagpapatuloy ang haka-haka sa pagsasara ng refinery ng Queensland Nickel sa Queensland matapos tinanggihan ni Ginoong Clive Palmer ang findings ng Electoral Commission na nag-donate ang kanyang kumpanya ng $700,000 sa Palmer United Party noong Enero at Pebrero ng nakaraang taon habang siya ang namamahalang direktor. Ang tanong kung gaano raw ba ka-transparent si Ginoong Palmer bilang senador ng bansa. Inilabas ng Australian Electoral Commission, AEC, ang kanilang annual report na naglalathala ng mga donasyong natatanggap ng mga political parties. Ayon sa ulat ni Michael McKenna para sa ABC Brisbane, na noong nakaraang financial year, ang Mineralogy at Queensland Nickel, ang mga kumpanya ni Clive Palmer, ay naitalang nakapag-donate ng halos $10 million sa kanyang sariling partido. Nanunumbalik ngayon ang panawagan para kay Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk na gawin ang ipinangako niya noong eleksyon na imbestigahan ang katiwalian ukol sa malalaking donasyon ng mga partido na may kahinahinalang implikasyon. Ang Liberal Party ay isa rin daw na tagapagtanggap ng malalaking donasyon. Ito ang aligasyon ni John Gordon, ang tagapagsalita ng Stop Brisbane Coal Trains.
Well, my message is Queenslanders are sick and tired of corruption in politics. We're sick and tired of these big donations coming from resource companies. You know, if you want to have a look at corruption, have a look at Acland. And, you know, $975,000, that's almost unprecedented in Australian history. They don't even pay royalties.
Si Stop Brisbane Coal Train spokesperson John Gordon sa panayam sa kanya ng ABC Brisbane. Ang Stop Brisbane Coal Trains ay organisasyong malakas na nagpapahayag ng mga obserbasyon laban sa itinuturing nilang korupsyon at katiwalian sa pamahalaan. Isa sa kanilang inaayawan ay ang ipinanunukalang pagpapalabas ng coals mula Western Queensland hanggang Port of Brisbane gamit ang mga malalaking kahon sa tren nang walang takip. Ang mga alikabok nito di umano ay mapanganib sa mga taga-Brisbane na kung saan ang tren ay dadaan ng halos 100 beses sa isang linggo.
Coal trains are coming from the Western Darling Downs. You've got two mines. The major mine is New Acland, run by New Hope, which is out near Oakey. A little bit further out west, you've got Cambie Downs from a Chinese company called Yan Coal. And in between those two, near Chinchilla, you've got a mine that's been closed down for a while called Wilkie Creek, and Nathan Tinkler's been trying to open it up. But it looks like an Indian resources company. They all put coal onto the rail line. So you're looking at about, you know, plus 100 trains a week that go through Toowoomba, Ipswich and Brisbane. They go right through central Ipswich. Then they'll head out through Gales and Corinda, and then they cut across to Tennyson. Then they get onto the main line and they cut right around the PA hospital. These trains are uncovered. Then out through Cooperoo and out through those suburbs like Cannon Hill, out to the Port of Brisbane. They're huge trains. They're industrial-sized trains. So you've got 41 wagons and two locomotives going through, you know, high-density built-up areas, and they're uncovered. Just in 2016 is basically criminal. It's corruption at its best.
Si Stop Brisbane Coal Train spokesperson John Gordon sa panayam sa kanya ng ABC Brisbane. Mula rito sa Brisbane, Queensland, ito si Erwin Cabucos nag-uulat para sa SBS Filipino.